الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. If you sit down to write an email to your friend, as you're typing the email, certain mistakes will occur by default. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings and they inherently make mistakes as part of their nature. And in fact, it's part of the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that His creation be imperfect. That's the way He made us. He made us imperfect, and it only is there to highlight the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He wanted to, He could have made us perfect. But Allah decided to make us imperfect, and it's a highlight, and it's sort of an accent to the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, anything we do, there's going to be mistakes in that. Anything. Even if you sit and type an email to your friend. When you're sitting on the computer and you're typing an email, mistakes are going to occur. And when we write an email, or when we write anything, we tend to have three levels at which we catch our mistakes. The first and foremost is you're just typing to your friend. So you start typing, you want to say that yesterday I saw a man. You type in yesterday I saw a man, and instead of writing man, you mistype the word. So what do? You went too fast, immediately you hit the delete key, go back, and you correct the mistake. So that's correcting a mistake right after it occurs. Then the second thing is you finish the email. You finish actually writing out the email, and you sit there, and you then, before you hit the send button, you reread the email. And as you reread the email, you realize that you wanted to say, I can't come tomorrow, and you might have written, I can come tomorrow. You say, oh wait a minute, I wanted to say cannot. So then you go back, you move the cursor, and you put in the word not, and so that's another level of editing an email. And then a third level of editing occurs when, for example, you have a very serious email that you want to write to a friend. Or you're writing it to somebody that you really respect. Or it's a resume that you're going to give to your prospective employers. So what do? Number one, you correct the mistakes as you make them. Number two, you read over that resume yourself. But then number three, you take the resume and you give it to a friend. Somebody who has ability in grammar. Somebody who has ability in the English language that they can check over that document before you actually turn it in for whatever its purpose might be. So there's three levels by which we edit the mistakes that we make in our daily life. And so there are those exact same three means also exist for editing our life. The exact same three means. So what's the first level? And we do our daily deeds. Right? We're living our life, we're doing what we should do, and we make a mistake. And so what are we supposed to do? We pick up on the mistake immediately, and the Prophet ﷺ told us that when you make a mistake, immediately follow it up with a good deed. So you're actually doing something, you catch yourself make a mistake, and then you're supposed to follow it up with a good deed. So that's like the delete key, that's like the backspace key of life. Except that we're editing the book that we're going to present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. It's all writing. Everybody is writing a book. Everything that we say, everything that we do, every breath we take is being written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angels. So this is a book. It's just like editing anything in life. It's a book that we are actually producing. So when we make a misstep, or when we do something that we shouldn't have done, the Prophet ﷺ told us the first line of editing is that you catch that mistake and you go and you make it up by giving a good deed, making it up with a good deed. Or if you said something against somebody, go back and immediately ask for an apology. Or if you took money from someone wrongly, go back and pay that money. Whatever it might have been, that's the type of editing. And that's the first level at which we edit our lives. The second level that we edit our lives is exactly like completing an email and then reading it before you hit the send button. That's exactly what we should do in our daily life. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that we have angels. And that twice a day, over a 24-hour period, our angels take our deeds and carry them up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the send button. Except that we don't press the send button, the sun rises and sets and determines when that sending and when that transmission will occur. So, It's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the akabir and the ulama after him that they would sit down and they would make istighfar about their life. So they would sit down at the time of Maghrib, right? And they would say, okay, the last time I made istighfar was at Fajr. And so now it's Maghrib. Let me run my whole life in my mind and make istighfar for every single mistake that I might have made. So it's another level of editing. It's the same thing, like writing an email and then hitting, before you hit the send button, it's the exact same concept. Except you should be sitting down. This is something we should all be doing. It's part of our development. We should be sitting down right after Maghrib and right after the Fajr prayer. And running our lives through our mind and saying, okay, let's see, after Fajr prayer, since Fajr prayer, the last time I made istighfar, well, I saw something I shouldn't have seen, astaghfirullah. And I started listening to the radio and I heard these things I shouldn't have heard, astaghfirullah. So we're sitting there and we're editing and we're wiping away the sins that we actually do. So that's the second level of editing. Now, what's the third level of editing? The third level of editing is that you take the document, you've edited it to your best ability, you take the document and you hand it to somebody who's trained in looking at other documents, who has the ability to edit, like an editor, has the ability to edit that document. Well, in the same way, that's why we have ulama and mashayikh within our community. There are certain errors that we will never pick up, that we actually do and we have no idea that we do on a daily basis. But when we come in the company of mashayikh and people who are righteous, and we go to them and we say, here, this is what my daily routine is. This is what I do with my life. Tell me where are my mistakes. That's a whole nother level of editing. And that's what it means to take the company of the righteous in one's community. That's the goal. I mean, the purpose isn't that you look at a righteous person and say, wow, that person is so righteous, or wow, that person is doing A, B, and C. What's that? That's not going to benefit you. The purpose is to sit down with that person and say, okay, let's say it's your teacher in the Arabic language, and say, look, these are my abilities, these are my deficiencies, this is where I want to be. And then that person will say, okay, the mistake that you're making is you're not taking these lessons seriously, you need to study harder. Or he might say, or she might say, that this is what you've been doing, you need to change this, this, and this in your life if you really want to attain your goal of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, these are the three levels of editing that exist within our life. And every single person who's serious about developing a connection with Allah has to edit their life on all three levels. One, when we make a mistake, we have to follow it up with a good deed. You have to. I mean, when would you ever write an email or write anything of any importance that you would type and then you would not correct the error as you type and you just say, forget about it, I don't care, I'm just going to keep typing. But we do it with our life. We do it with our life all the time. We openly make mistakes. We know we shouldn't be doing something and we just say, I'm just too tired, it doesn't make a difference. Or we let it go. We would never do it for anything that we would show anybody else in this world, but when it comes to showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we let it go. And the reason being is because we don't appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly is. Right? I mean, the more careful editing occurs when the document is going to somebody who you respect. Look, if I'm going to write a letter to my 5-year-old daughter, 6-year-old daughter, and I make a writing mistake, I'm not going to care. I'm just going to keep writing and I'm just going to hand her the letter. Because she's going to appreciate it. She's at that level that it doesn't make a difference for her if there's a mistake or not. But if I'm going to write a document that I'm going to hand in to the chairman of my department, I'm going to read that thing 20 times before I hand it in. And in fact, I'm going to get 20 other people to read it as well, because I don't want there to be a single mistake in that. So, if I would make this distinction based on the status of the person receiving the book, then who is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond anything that we can comprehend. Every characteristic of Allah is completely opposite of that of creation. Yet, when it comes to the book that's going to be presented before Allah on the Day of Judgment, we're so loose and we're so ready to leave mistakes in it. But when it comes to anything else in this world, we're so ready to edit and make sure that it's perfect. And that's actually a sign of attachment to this world and detachment from the life of the hereafter. The other reason that somebody might edit something carefully is because of the consequence of that document. Because of the consequence of that document. Meaning, for example, if you're just writing a letter to a friend, you're not going to edit it twice. You might edit it a single time. You might have someone look at it quickly. But you're not going to take that so seriously. Why? It's just a letter to a friend. It's nothing of serious consequence. But if it's a resume for a job that you're looking for, you are going to edit it 10 times. And you are going to give it to 10 other friends. Why? Because now there's consequence to that document. Well, what's more consequential than Jannah or Jahannam? There's nothing more consequential than Jannah and Jahannam. There's nothing else that means anything to us on the Day of Judgment. I mean, if we got everything we wanted in this world, but we ended up in the hellfire, what did we do? What good will it have done us on the last day? And so, this book that we're going to give to, that we're going to present before Allah, Allah will represent before us, this book is a consequential book. It has a definite effect. It is going to be put on a balance, and that balance will either go down or it'll go up. And that will determine whether we're going to Jannah or Jahannam. It's not a light matter. And so, the other problem that exists in our life is that we're very caught up with results in this world, and we haven't yet understood the reality of the hereafter. And all of it boils down to dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and detachment from dunya. The more we're attached to dunya, the more we're going to be caught up in the dunya. That's how human beings are. Their tendency is that they get caught up in what's going on. When you're in fifth grade, you get caught up on who can throw everybody off the slide, right? Who can beat everybody on, go highest on the swing. It was the biggest deal in the world. Who had that newest toy? I mean, the toy, if you think back now and you say, you know, I was the second person to have whatever, ColecoVision or Nintendo or whatever these things are, right? I was the second person to have it instead of the first. It was a big deal in fifth grade for you to be the first person to have that game. But now it makes no difference. Because when you're in the middle of something, it really seems like it's important. But when you get away from it, that's when reality strikes you, that it's really not important. That's the life of this world. That's why the Prophet ﷺ told us that we should be detached from this world, so that you can see it from a distance, and you can realize that it is of no consequence whatsoever. Except the fact that it is a field in which we plant the harvest of the hereafter. That's the only benefit of this world. It's not a lie, it's what the Quran says about this world. And we can sit here and deceive one another and say, Islam is progressing because more Muslims are doctors and more Muslims are engineers. That's not how Islam progresses. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ told us in a very clear hadith that's in Arba'in al-Nawawi, that if you want people to love you, detach yourself from the things that they love, and then people will fall in love with you. That's the rough gist of that hadith. So, the two things that we should realize is, one, we have to attach our connection to Allah. And two, we have to detach our connection from creation. Anytime you do these two things, the reality of this world becomes apparent and the permanence of the hereafter begins to enter into your heart. So that's the goal. That's why we sit down and do dhikr. That's why we sit down and sit in the company of one another. We look at each other and we begin to reflect upon ourselves based on that. That's why we make istighfar every day after Fajr, every day after Maghrib. That's why these things have been built in to this path of attaining nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of our lives should be based, as far as our editing is concerned, it should be based on these three things. Number one, we have to fix the mistake after we make it. Just like hitting delete, if we know we did something wrong, we can't let it go. We can't just say it doesn't matter. We have to get up and do something good to make up for that. Number two, we have to reread our life at periodic intervals. So every day after Fajr and after Maghrib, we should be sitting and making istighfar. An active istighfar, not on a tasbih 100 times as fast as we can, astaghfirullah, 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 but an active istighfar where we reflect upon the deeds of our day. And number three, we should be sitting in the company of those people who have the ability to edit lives. And they exist. They're few and far between, but they exist. And you could go to them and you can say, look, these are my problems. I'm putting them before you. These are my problems. Tell me, how can I edit them and how can I correct them? So that's the way it works. And that's the way that we decrease the weight of our sins. And that's really what holds us back. I mean, we're walking on this path, but we're carrying this mountain of sins on our shoulders. It's very difficult to move forward. You've got to throw that mountain away, and then you'll be able to progress much more quickly. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to continuously seek His forgiveness and to be among those who forgive others as well. وَآخُرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ